Harper Audio presents Thinking Differently, an inspiring guide for parents of children with learning disabilities by David Flink. Read by Roger Wayne. Foreword by Harold Koplowitz, MD. Writing isn't the easiest thing in the world for David Flink. He'd be the first to tell you that. He has both dyslexia and ADHD. But he has a terrific gift for storytelling, and for connecting with other people, and for doing things that look, at the outset, like they're going to be too hard. And so David wrote this book not only to tell you his own story, but also to share a great deal of insight into what it feels like to have learning and attention problems. I first met David when he was a brand new admissions officer at Brown University, where he had been an undergraduate, and his enterprise and networking talents were already becoming apparent. That's where he started the remarkable organization he now runs, Eye to Eye, which reaches out to school children with learning and attention issues and hooks them up with college students who act as mentors. In this book, David is, in a way, offering himself as mentor and guide to parents who are trying to understand what their kids with learning issues are going through and how best to help them. He's frank about his own struggles and failures and successes, as well as those of many other kids he's met and mentored. He walks you through the testing and accommodation process in a very clear way with lots of advice. But what makes the book most meaningful to me, and I'd guess to many parents, is the way he uses what he's learned, often the hard way, to help the rest of us help our kids with learning issues, and, perhaps more important, to help us understand them. David doesn't like to use the words disability and disorder. He thinks it's better to call dyslexia and ADHD learning differences. And for him, that's not just a euphemism. What this book is really about is how David, and the other kids he introduces us to, turned a disability into a difference by figuring out how they could learn effectively instead of getting stuck on how they couldn't. David's starting point is the third grade, when he overhears his teacher telling his mom that the reason he's struggling is that he's just not trying hard enough. This idea is the bane of David's young life. And he shows you just how toxic it is for kids with learning differences. One of the worst aspects of the just-try-harder approach is that it makes kids who are struggling double down on their reading or math basics, the things they're having the most trouble with, while other kids are going off to art, drama, music, and other enriching classes. It's exactly the wrong approach, David writes, because finding strengths and successes in other areas is what kids need to develop the confidence they need to tackle big struggles. David writes movingly of how his skill at magic tricks saved him as a child, a passion he notes that must have been hard for his parents to tolerate as they worried over his rocky progress in school. Doing magic shows for kids on weekends gave him the strength to get through the week. Magic offered a connection to other people, something I really craved as a kid who had a hard time socially, he writes. The confidence magic gave me was absolutely priceless and, in many ways, enabled me to get through middle school. Instead of working harder, what David wants kids to do is work smarter, and that involves figuring out how they learn best, in his case, by listening to information and talking to people instead of reading. He wants kids to feel comfortable making mistakes because trial and error is the way you discover your learning strengths. And he wants them, above all, to feel comfortable asking for help. As he puts it, mistakes are good, but asking for help is better. David writes movingly about the many people whose help has been essential to him and to the kids he's worked with. One of my favorite stories in the book concerns the crisis in 10th grade biology class that let David's father, who had
Sample complete. Ready to continue?